We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is another episode in our series, Miracles of the Old Testament. You see, the Old Testament is what we call the first half of the Bible, and it points to the coming of Jesus and how much we need him by telling us the story of Israel, God's chosen people. As they wait for their promised Savior, trying to do life both with and without God, God shows up time and time again in amazing ways. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. And as you'll see, from beginning to end, the Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. This story is the story of Naaman being healed, and it can be found in the Bible in 2 Kings 5. Picture this with me. There is a man named Naaman who is a very important, very brave army commander. He has led his army to many victories, and many people think very highly of him. Even the king loves Naaman. But something awful has happened. Naaman is very, very sick with a disease called leprosy. You see, leprosy is a really contagious skin infection, and in the time Naaman lived, it had no cure. So often, if you got leprosy, you were forced to stay away from everyone, sometimes even having to move away from your family. It was really terrible. So that is what Naaman is dealing with. It doesn't matter how important and brave and powerful he is, there is nothing he can do to fix it. He is sick and probably very worried. One day, though, this little girl who works for Naaman's wife hears what has happened. She says to Naaman's wife, "If only my master could see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." The little girl is talking about a man named Elisha, a man who loves God. Like she said, Elisha is a prophet, which means that he has been chosen by God to deliver messages to his people, speaking and acting with God's authority. When Naaman hears that Elisha can heal him, he asks the king if he can go see him. "By all means, go," the king replies. So Naaman loads up his horses and his chariots, and off he goes to find Elisha. Finally, Naaman arrives at Elisha's house. But when he goes to the door, Elisha doesn't answer. Instead, a messenger from Elisha tells Naaman, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River, and your flesh will be restored and you will be cleansed." When Naaman hears this, he's upset. This isn't what he had expected when he had imagined Elisha healing him, the big, important army commander. "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy," Naaman said. Besides, Naaman knew of other rivers that were better and cleaner than the Jordan River. If Elisha was just going to send him to wash himself off, why not send him to one of those other rivers? Angry, Naaman storms off in a rage. But one of Naaman's servants who is with him goes to him saying, "If the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" Or, in other words, if Elisha had told Naaman to do something really cool or done a big, grand, fancy gesture, Naaman would have done it. But since he's inviting Naaman to do something simpler, is Naaman too good to receive that healing? Why not just trust God and do what Elisha says? Naaman knows that his servant is right. He changes his mind and then goes to the Jordan River. The river is muddy and dirty. It doesn't seem like it's anything special. But this is where Elisha told him to go. So Naaman is here. Naaman dips himself in the river 7 times, just like Elisha said to do. And just like that, the leprosy is gone. His flesh is restored and becomes clean like that of a young boy, better even than what it was before. God has healed Naaman. Full of gratitude and wonder for the miracle that has happened, Naaman and all of his horses and chariots and his men go back to Elisha's house. Naaman stands before him and proclaims that now he knows there is no one else in all the world who can compare to the greatness of God. And you know what? This miracle of God healing Naaman points us to Jesus. One day, Jesus would come from heaven to earth and heal people with leprosy just like Naaman. But God sent Jesus to do even more than heal our bodies. Through his death on the cross, Jesus made a way for our hearts, souls, and minds to be healed too. He is our healer. When we come to Jesus, he is the one who makes all things new.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!